one type, about monster from a prehistoric planet coming out, they would have probably told me, you're crazy and forget it. It's not gonna happen. What about this monster who used to make monster figures from old movies, monster movies? Yeah, it was the American film about a winged creature. The bird ate him in the movie, you know. It's a Babylonian goddess of fertility. That probably Sumerian, which is dealt with before the flood, by Ishtar. You know, you never hear about the mole people. You never hear about that movie. You never do anymore. You know, the giant claw boat monster landed on the Empire State Building with Talon, gripping both ends of it, knocking the top off, trying to build a nest up there. His first nest was destroyed out there in the Canadian woods. They had that egg and the giant claw. That movie's more awesome than you think it would be, because he shrinks to nothing. You see, that the deadly mantis was the worst of those. That one was the worst. Yeah, that's from Hawaii. It was, but you know, between galaxies, there's a total nothingness, except for maybe a hydrogen atom or two between galaxies. Yeah, because the atoms are backwards. Try to find an explanation for the story to explain something impossible like that is. Because the giant claw is about the most elaborate creation, and the biggest too. Yeah, it's bigger than the giant behemoth, bigger than the beast from 20,000 fathoms, bigger than Reptilicus, but it's not as big as the giant claw or Ghidra. Bigger than a circus tent, one of the wings on that. Big enough to destroy the entire world. If such a thing existed, it would destroy the world. Did you know that?